This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
He would pray them later on after sun, and this is some scholars say this was the tahajjud, but many scholars are of the opinion that it was the winter prayer that he was making it up when he said that when he gave the permissibility to make up the prayer. And so why do you make up a sunnah actions? The reason is because when you abandon a sunnah, let's say you're doing a sunnah that you used to do all the time, and then you leave it, you forget it, or you are lazy and you leave it for one day, or something happens and you don't pray it. If you don't make it up, then you look at it as very light. Then you become lazy, and the likelihood of you, why? Because if you're used to doing something, you know, like for example, if you go the next 2 weeks, sometimes 2 months without fasting the sunnah fast, and then sometimes you come back and you fast or you pray certain prayers, you miss one, and if you don't make it up, then you become lazy, and when you become lazy, you don't return back to doing it again. And that's why it's recommended. If you come into the masjid, the best thing to do is to pray 2 rak'ahs at home, right? And then you come here, and then you can pray. The messenger used to pray at home. Then he would come, and he would lead the people in prayer. And he would pray 2 rak'ahs in his house, and his house was next door, anyways. So when he comes out, it's already time to pray. So the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never. He would never leave these 2 rak'ahs. But there was a companion who came, and he came in late, and he didn't pray the 2 rak'ahs of Fajr. So he prayed it after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed Fajr. And of course, after Fajr, there is no sunnah. There is no sunnah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, what are these 2 rak'ahs? Are you praying? He said, no, these are the 2 rak'ahs before Fajr that I didn't pray on time. That means he came in, and if the prayer already started, he didn't pray his 2 rak'ahs. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left him. That means he didn't scold him for it, but the fact that he went to ask him shows it's not something that's preferred. So when should you do? But if you think you're going to forget, or you think you're going to be lazy, you're going to work, you're not going to have time, then it's okay to pray them even after Fajr. But it's not recommended to do so. It's best to do so, of course, before. If you miss it, it's best to do after sunrise, after the shuruq. I mean, after sunrise, and then the sun has risen already a spear's length. And after that, you can pray them. But it's an indication. It shows that the Prophet ﷺ was very keen in making up even sunnah actions. And the reason, because once you start, you leave something, then it makes it more difficult for you to come back. So when you make up something that's sunnah, then you're more likely to continue doing that act. And so then another benefit from this is we know that is the realization, and we know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most pious and righteous of all people, the most sincere of all people, and the most pious. Why? Because even the sunnah actions, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very consistent at it. Very consistent. He was keen, making sure that he didn't miss for even one day. Even for one day, right? And so that's why the more you are in sticking to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and doing supererogatory actions, the more beloved you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so another thing that we benefit from this hadith is that when you say something is better than something else, that it's permissible to say that something is better than the hereafter, for example, or some the hereafter is better than this. Because dunya and whatever is in it. It's an indication also that the sunnah acts, there are some sunnahs that are more praiseworthy or more virtuous, right? They're all sunnah, but they're not all the same, right? Amongst the sunnah actions, There are some that are more virtuous. Of the, you know, the sunnah rawatib, what are the 12 rak'as, the 12 rak'at that you pray, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds for your house in Jannah, those 12 rak'ah, the most virtuous of them are the 2 rak'ahs of Fajr, before Fajr. And so that's why even amongst the sunnahs, there are things that are more virtuous. There are things that are more virtuous and more rewarding. And so we learn from this, rak'at al-fajri khayru min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. And that's why, you know, we learn from that, from this, because of what? Because he says, ashaddu minhu ta'ahudan ala rak'at al-fajr. There was nothing, no other sunnahs that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam protected more than anything else. That means he made sure that he prayed them. Another benefit that we get from this hadith, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, better than the dunya and whatever's in it. Better than the dunya, the 2 rak'ahs of Fajr are better than the dunya and whatever's in it. And so some people, they say that, you know, you should never compare the dunya to the hereafter. There's no comparison. That you shouldn't even compare, right? You hear some people saying, there's no need to compare. You can't compare it. Well, yes, because it's so great, but at the same time, are you allowed to compare? Yes, because we have it in the Quran and we have in the hadith, like this hadith, خَيْرُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. You're comparing the dunya to the hereafter, that the hereafter is better than the whole dunya and whatever's in it. That in fact is comparison. Where some people say, don't even speak about it. You speak about the akhirah, there's no need to compare to this dunya. No, we say, yes, the akhirah is better. That's comparison. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَسَعُوا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيَّةِ. O you who believe, when the prayer is called for on the day of Jum'ah, on Friday, فَسَعُوا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, then hasten to the remembrance of Allah, and وَذَرُوا الْبَيَّةِ, leave, abandon business, and buying and selling. Whether then Allah says, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. That's better for you. Better than what? خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Better than buying and selling. When you go and pray, it is better than doing your business. So that means that the reward in the hereafter for the prayer, you're comparing something that's worship with something that is an act and a benefit of this life. And so that comparison, yeah, is something that is permissible. And of course, another benefit that we have, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made these 2 rak'ahs very short. He made these 2 rak'ahs very short. And it's an indication that what? That the most beloved deeds to Allah are that which is most consistent. أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلْ. The most beloved deeds in the sight of Allah are those that are most consistent, even if it's just a small amount. Even if it's just a small amount. So these are short and very light 2 rak'ahs, but being consistent in it makes it the best of all of those, all the others, if you're consistent with it. Because the 2, and it's also, you know, it's to pray them lightly and to pray them short is to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so that's why, when he prayed it, how should you pray it? Of course, you should pray it, you should complete it. Don't pray quickly and abandon all the other sunnahs that are part of the prayer. The difference is you read short instead of long, and you do the minimum in terms of that which is most complete. So for example, you say the dua al-istiftah, you say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la 3 times, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim 3 times. Everything that you say in your prayer, you don't shorten it. You say the same thing, but you just, you know, you don't prolong it. You don't prolong it as you usually do. And so the sunnah of Fajr is better than the dunya and whatever is in it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made these two rak'ahs, these two rak'ah are better than the dunya and whatever is in it. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's something specific about these two rak'ahs. What's specific? The specific thing about these two rak'ahs is that he prayed them when he was at home and he prayed them when he was traveling. Right? The other sunnah rawatib, he didn't pray them when he was traveling. But these two rak'ahs of Fajr, he prayed them even though he was traveling. And another thing that's specific about these two rak'ahs of Fajr is that the Prophet ﷺ recited certain surahs. The other sunnah rawatib, you can recite anything, there's nothing specific. There's nothing specific that came to us from the recitation. So let's say the rak'ahs before dhuhr, or before, or after maghrib, or after isha, the other 10 rak'ats that is considered sunan rawatib, you can read anything you want, there's nothing specific. But these two rak'ahs of Fajr, the specific recitation have come to us from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, that he used to recite qul hu ya ayyuhal kafirun, and he used to recite qul hu allahu ahad, or he used to recite qulu amanna billahi until the end of surah, at the end of surah al-Baqarah, and he used to also recite the beginning qul ya ahl al-kitab ta'alu ila kalimatin sawa'in baynana wa baynakum in surah Ali Imran. So it shows that these are specific recitations, specific surahs that he recited in these sunnahs. And the other sunnahs, the sunnahs before dhuhr, the sunnahs after asr, after maghrib, after isha, those sunnahs, there's nothing specific on what to recite and what to read therein. Another thing also that's specific about these two rak'ahs is that if you miss them, we mentioned earlier, if you miss them, let's say you come in and the imam has already prayed fajr. Do you pray the two rak'ahs before? No. You pray with the imam. You join the imam, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Idha uqimat as-salah, fala salata illa al-maktuba." If prayer has been called for, then there's no prayer except for that which has already been, except for the obligatory prayer that has been called for. And so, if the imam has started praying the prayer, Fajr prayer, and you didn't pray the two rak'ah, I see sometimes. You see some people going pray these two rak'ahs quickly, then they join. No, once the imam has started, then you don't. But if you miss it and you want to, the best thing to do is wait until after sunrise and pray them. If you're afraid you're not going to make them up, or you don't have time when you're going to work or something, then you can also do them right immediately afterwards. And so it's one of the sunnahs that you make up. So, inshallah, that's anyone have questions in relation to the sunnah rawatib? Yes.
Does he pray before adhan or after adhan he pray this sunnah?
The sunnahs that are connected to the prayer, the default is that you pray them after the arrival of prayer time. So, like for example, right now Fajr is at 4:43. Then after that you can pray. So if the Fajr time has already come in, and that's when the adhan should be made. But if it's not made, you can, let's say sometimes you come to the masjid, and maybe the adhan hasn't been made, but then it's time to pray. The Fajr has already come in, and you know, waiting for the muadhin. If the time has already come in, you can pray the sunnah before, the sunnahs that are before. And anyone else? Any questions? Yes.
You're praying at home, and it's getting late, it's almost like sunrise, and you have a few minutes to pray. Still need the advice to pray?
If you're running out of time, of course the obligatory prayer takes precedence, which means that let's say it's Fajr time already. If you're late and you're afraid you're going to miss it, then you have to pray the Fajr prayer. You can't pray the Sunnah prayers. You can make up the Sunnahs later on. But the Fajr prayer has to be prayed. But if you can make one rak'ah before sunrise, then you have caught the rak'ah. You have caught the prayer. So even if the rest of your prayer is after sunrise, then you've deemed to have prayed on time. So if you're not going to make it before, then you can't pray the two rak'ahs of Fajr. You can make them up later on, but you have to pray the obligatory prayer first. But if you think you still can make it, then you still have time to pray the two rak'ahs, and then you can still pray the Fajr prayer on time. And you still have time to do both during Fajr, then you do so. But what if you still have time, you can do sunnah of two rak'ahs before Fajr, and then you pray that. When you remember, because it's a continuation of the Fajr prayer. You already missed it, right? You already missed it. It's already Fajr. You're not going to catch anything. There's nothing to catch here. You pray whenever you remember, and so whenever you wake up. So you wake up, you make wudu, you pray your two rak'ahs, then you pray your Fajr prayer. You can do that. Even after Fajr has come. And people were angry at Bilal. Bilal lagged and you're so tired. Sometimes you can't open your eyes. Sometimes you don't hear the alarm. Even if the alarm is right at your ears, it will go off until it's, because it's limited, right? It doesn't continue to go off. After goes up like 15 minutes or something, or 10 minutes, alarm go off, yes, but you didn't hear anything. And if you didn't hear anything, then of course, then that's a time in which a person is excused to go to sleep. Whenever I wake up, I know I'm wake up, but it doesn't matter. I'm tired. And if you go to sleep, you're not going to wake up to consider that missing, that intentional missing of prayer. Because chances of you waking up, alarm or on purpose. You don't want to pray on time. That's a major sin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Adhan means to announce, or to inform, to let somebody know. And that's why when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed, he was looking for a woman who used to clean the masjid. And he said, and notice that the Messenger of Allah noticed the people who come to the masjid and people who don't come to the masjid. So he asked him, and he said, well, and does anybody know what happened to the woman in the masjid? And so they said, oh, Messenger of Allah, she passed away last night. She passed away last night. The word, see,